Just make it the cry of your heart.
Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. And we are also, as the song just stated, asking God to show us his face on today. We're asking God to show us his power on today. We would like to take the time out to thank each and every person for joining us this morning for the broadcast. Those that are near, those that are far over in the international, we thank you. We thank you, and we thank God for this beautiful day. I would like to take time out to ask everyone, as yesterday we asked for prayers. I regretfully inform everyone that Pastor Barbara Smith, the passing of Pastor Barbara Smith's mother on yesterday, we send our deepest sympathies and ask God to grant the family during their time of bereavement with peace and serenity. We know that this is not a easy time for the family, but we do send our prayers. If there's any information that follows it, it will follow. As information comes in, we will keep those abreast for those that know Pastor Barbara Smith. With no further ado, we will have our very own Mother Jackson come and give us our morning, our opening prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you omnis, we know how. God, thank you just for another brand new day. First of all, giving honor to Pastor Triple Spencer and to First Lady Leticia Spencer. God, we just thank you for this blessed day, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus this morning. Continue to lead into that our footsteps, God. Continue to be a mind regulator for us and a heart teacher, God. Sometimes here in this world, God, it seems a pressing way out. But God, let us continue to press like never before, God. Let us lift up one another in prayer at our old times, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that your strength is able to come to the eye. Listen to him this morning in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We glorify your name, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, God. We can't even breathe without you, God. We can't do nothing. So we say thank you this morning, God. In spite of all that is going on, God, let us continue to give you praise, God. No matter what, God, in the Lord, we say in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up every need of that deal, hey. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, continue to strengthen them, God. Let the Lord say every East Baggage, let the Lord say every pastor, every missionary, God. Everybody, God, in the name of Jesus, God, everybody needs prayer. So we lift up everybody. Let the Lord say on the south, east, north, and west. Let the Lord say on the earth, God. We truly need prayer in these last evil days, God. Oh, God, we have seen so many things, God. But yet and still we're trusting in you, trusting in you, God. Lord of Oshay, that's all we know, God. That's all we know, Lord of Oshay, God. Oh, let us constantly just hold on to you, God. Hold on to you, God, like never before, God. In the name of God, these things ask this morning, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just thank you today, Father God, as we start our day, Father God. We start our day, Lord Jesus, with it being a new journey, Father God, a new beginning, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for being with us. We thank you, Father, for carrying us, Father, because all of us may not be able to make it on our own. We may not be able to take the steps to lead us to the next stage, Father God. But we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, and we give you all the honor, all the praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your illumination, Father God, in our lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being the light, Lord Jesus. And as we go this morning, Father God, we've already been told that we are to command our atmosphere, Father God. And this is what we're doing today, Father God. We're declaring and decreeing, Father God, that we will walk over all obstacles, Father God, that we will have a victorious day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God, that everything that we do, we will do it in good standing, Father God. We will do it, Father God, knowing that you are with us. And with that being said, today's topic is pray until something happens. And this is a topic that, this is a saying push that has been around for years. It has been around for years. And today I just, it's just compelled in my spirit to tell someone not to give up, to continue pushing through whatever storm there is, pushing through whatever pain it is, pushing through whatever obstacle it is, but knowing the great part about it is knowing that God is with you, knowing that you have someone that you can call on, even if it's not a mother, a brother, a husband, a sister, but you have the ability to call on God. So as you are pushing, you're not pushing by yourself, because the word of God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he also tells us not to be discouraged, not to be fearful. And that's because he's right there by us. He's right there. He's with us as long as we solicit him to be with us, long as we're inviting him to be with us. You can sit, you can have a closed mouth, but God gives us freedom of choice. And my choice on today, and I pray that it's your choice, every person that found my voice, to make their day a little bit easier, to make their journey a little bit easier by inviting God to walk with you, to talk with you, and to help you through, to help you push through the situation. So the text that I chose from this morning to push, but first it's Luke 18, 1 through 8. But first of all, she was the lady that the characters in Luke 18, 1 and 8 was a widow and a judge. And I would like to share what the word persistent means. And it means to continuing firmly or obstinately in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition, or continuing to exist or endure over a prolonged period. It is the act of holding firm to what you believe, regardless of what obstacles you face or tell you no. Now, let me tell you how I put push into my situation, to pray without ceasing, to pray without fainting, no matter what someone else sit and tell me, God has the final answer. Whatever, no matter how things look, God has the final answer. No matter how long it takes, I will not grow faint. I will not grow weary. I'm going to continue to build my faith. I'm going to continue to trust in God. I'm going to continue to have the expectation of it did not happen today, but it still could happen yesterday. So I'm going to continue to push as this widow did. She did. And I'm also reminded of the man that was at the pool of Bethesda, that he had been sick for 38 years, according to scripture. But yet he kept going to the pool where and awaiting and hoping, not giving up, that someone or he would be able to get into the bubbling water, the stirring water, where he can receive a healing. And he was there. The 38 years, he carried his infirmity around. And one day when Jesus came by, Jesus asked him, and did he want to be healed? And told him to pick up his mat and walk. And he was healed. But the point of this is that he never gave up. He could have said, you know what, these people not helping me, nobody's willing to. They see my situation. They see that things are hard for me. I can't walk. And they see me here all the time. I'm persistent. I'm consistent. But no one is helping me. But guess what? He stayed there. And because he stayed there, God miraculously healed him. He didn't give up. He pushed. He stayed there, whether he was just laying there, whether he was sitting there feeling sorry for himself, whatever the situation is, he never gave up. And because he did not give up, he pushed, he prayed, he may have prayed until something happened. He received a miraculous healing. And that is exactly what we need to be doing right now, pushing through our times of trouble, pushing through our times of storm, pushing through our times of pain. So in this text here with the persistent widow, she is portrayed as being a powerless person, a widow, and she has also been portrayed as persisting in nagging a corrupt, powerful judge to do justice for her. And the parable assumes it parallels John's Baptist, assumes John the Baptist teaching that holding a position of power and leadership obligates you to work justly, especially on behalf of the poor and weak. But in this parable, Jesus focused on a different point, that we are to pray always and not to lose heart. He identifies us, the hearer, with the woman, and the prayed person to God with the corrupt judge. And that's like really odd, right? But there are three things that stood out. I noticed that what was encouraging, that was in the text. I noticed the woman diligency. She was diligent. She was persistent. She was consistent in her plea. And I noticed that at the end, she was justified. The purpose of the parable is to encourage Christians to preserve in their faith against all odds. But it has two applications for those who work in position of leadership. Yeah, it speaks about the leadership. First, the juxtaposition of a corrupt judge with a just God implies that God will is always at work, even in a corrupt world. And as we know right here today, we don't have to continue to speak on it. You don't even have to say anything. If you just open your eyes, you see what's going on, you hear what's going on, you know that we are living in a corrupt world. But it's still the judge's job to do justice. And by God, he would do justice by the end of this story. By the end of the time, the time that this story is ended, you will see that God intervened and he did justice in it. It's other places, as we were taught in a lesson a couple of weeks ago, where we are to respect and honor civil authorities because they were placed in positions by God authorized judges to be put in the position that they're in. They're chosen by God. So we have to sit and we have to honor whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent. We still have to respect that. And that was Romans 13:1. The second point that I believe is the most important part of the text is that we know that God is sovereign, and we know that God had the ability to intervene at any specific time to change the situation, to change what was going on, and to easily just intervene and go in and say, listen, give this lady what she wants. She's asking to be given justice against her adversaries. This is not personal against you. She's asking to clear whatever the situation was. But God did not immediately intervene. How do I know that? It says that the judge said that she was coming to him all the time, petitioning him, nagging him, whatever. This is a judge that did not fear God, neither did he fear man. But the fact of the matter, he decided to go ahead because he didn't know what this woman was doing with him. He saw that this woman continued to keep pushing, keep asking for her for her to be justified in whatever matter that was going on. And as I stated, God could have easily from the very beginning intervened. But what we do know is that sometimes we do have things before us that God does not immediately intervene in, because there are some things that we as a people, as a person, that mirror effect that we have to sit and look and ask ourselves, one, do we deserve this? Two, are we ready for this? Three, how are we going to apply what we're asking in our life? Are we going to sit? Are we going to miss, if it's money, are we going to misappropriate the funding that has given us? If it's medication because of something that you need, because something hurting in your body, are you going to do what you're not supposed to do with it? You know, if it's a new home, are you going to sit in? Are you going to take care of that home? Or are you just going to get it? It's going to be filthy. It's going to be nasty. Or are you going to treasure it because you know that it's a blessing from God? So God didn't immediately intervene in this woman's situation. And back then, if you read in the Bible, God honors widows and children. But the moral of this story, the parable that Jesus is saying, that no matter how long you have to still, you know, push, no matter how long you have to wait, you still need to pray without ceasing. You still need to commune. You still need to ask. Well, where I'm at on today, I don't have to keep asking because I have the ability to decree and declare. I have the ability to speak affirmation into my life. I have the ability to sit and speak about things as if they already were there. I have the ability to praise and thank God in advance for the things that I do. This is one way that we're praying to him. We're praying, we're pushing until something happens. And it not necessarily have to be that you have to constantly be praying. And then you don't have to sit and give a long, drawn-out prayer. You're just reminding God. You have scriptures in the Bible. Whatever your situation is, you can take five scriptures, and you take those scriptures, and you turn them in to affirmations. You turn them in to declarations. You turn them in, and you're just letting God, you're reminding him of what his word is. You know, as I stated, some people, when they sit, I know that I was brought up in a Baptist church, first a holiness church. And they used to tarry all the time. I remember my grandmother, them just tarrying. It may just be one word, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And then in the Baptist church, I was taught that I don't have to keep praying for the same thing over and over. I don't have to keep asking God to heal me. I don't have to whatever. And on today, what I have learned a couple of weeks ago, I can sit and keep asking God, but it's how I ask God. It's what I say. It's what I have the power to decree and declare. I have the power to speak things as if they were. And there's definitely nothing wrong with that, because you're still communing with God. You're still reminding him of what he told you. The thing of it is that, again, I'm going to keep saying it every time you hear the sound of my voice. What is it that God told you? What is it that God told you that you refuse to let go, that you're going to continue to push until something happens? What is it that God told you that you know in your heart, you know that God told you that a man didn't tell you, that a woman didn't tell you, that it's not something in your vain imagination? You know, because you prayed, and God may have showed you in a vision. He may have showed you in a day vision, a night vision, a dream. He may get spoke a prophetic word to you, someone that you know that's in right standing with God, to give you the word of God. What has God told you? Whatever God has told you, you need to grab hold to it and vow vow. We're not supposed to vow about something that we're not going to do. Vow to God and let him know, I will not change. I will not give up. I am going to push until something happens because I'm going to hold on to your unchanging hand. I refuse to let your unchanging hand go until you grant me the blessing or you grant me the healing. You grant me the house. You grant me the car. I don't know what your situation is, but you know what your situation is. You know what it is that God has told you that you need to push until something happens. Ask this persistent widow. We don't know what her issue was. We don't know if she stole against somebody. We don't know if somebody did something to her and she was wrongly blamed. But what we do know is that she had a mindset that she was not going to give up. Whether she's right, wrong, or indifferent, she kept going to this unjust judge, a judge that was wicked, a judge that was evil, a judge that didn't have any reverence for God. And if he didn't have reverence for God, you know that he didn't have any reverence for man. So you can imagine what his courtroom was like. You can imagine that he was evil. But you know what? I can imagine that this persistent woman was going to that courthouse realizing that she had the power of the tongue to sit and speak to those little diabolical spirits that was hanging around in the courtroom, because the judge himself has already been shown in the text that he was evil. So whatever your situation is, whatever you have going on, you need to have the mindset. Not telling you to be the widow. I'm telling you to pick up the mindset that she picked up and continue to go and deal with whatever the situation is. It may be a disrespectful child. It may be a terrible marriage. You may have issues with just people in general. End of the day, if you realize that it's something that God has put in place, you're going to continue to push until something happens. You're going to continue to praise until something happens. You're going to look at that situation, and if it's something that needs to be moved out the way so you can get to the next phase, you're going to walk through that obstacle and look to the next one, whether it be a mountain, and tell it to be moved, because you have a mission. You have a mission that you're trying to get to, and you realize the only way that mission is going to be accomplished is that you're holding on to God's unchanging hand, that you're pushing until something happens, that you're being persistent until things change, that you're being consistent, making sure that you're doing the same thing. Praying should not be a hindrance to anyone. Praying should be a way of life. Praising should be a way of life. We shouldn't get up out the bed and sit and say, oh, I got to go and talk to God today. That shouldn't be something that we do. We should wake up with joy in our heart. I don't care if you had weeping the night before. You should realize just the fact that you were able to make it through whatever you had to go through, that there is joy in the morning. You have the ability to change that weeping into a joyful situation. It may not be what you want. It may not be what you need. It may not even fulfill whatever need that you have at that time. But you should be able to see the beauty that God opened your eyes. He gave you another opportunity to push until something happened. He gave you another opportunity to praise him until something happened. It may not be that big thing that you're looking for. You may not get a total, complete healing. But guess what? Something went on in your mind to sit and say, I'm able to see. I'm able to talk. I made it to the next day. So by me making it to the next day, I still got to praise God. I still have another day to sit and tell and talk to him about the things that's in my life that I need to change. I still need to talk to him about the wrongness that's going on. I still have an opportunity to change paths and directions. I still have an opportunity, if I'm not holding on to his unchanging hand, to stretch out until I can catch it. Continue to follow him until I catch up with it so I can grab his hand. We have to learn as the persistent widow, no matter what, no matter who mistreats you, no matter who sits and talk about you and slander you and do different things, you're still going to pray for them. You're still going to push for them, because you have to realize being in the will of God is exactly where you need to be. And if you can't be in the will of God, and if you can't do the things that God will have you to do, then it's not going to be done. It's not. You're going to have to deal with it. You have to deal with it. And I know this. A wise man let me know exactly what I just told you yesterday. You have, no matter what your unjust judge, whatever it is, no matter what that judge, the people, person, place, or thing have done to you, you still got to pray for them. You still got to love them. Still got to remember that you are in the will of God. And when you sit and you start doing things that you're not supposed to do, then you got one foot out. I don't care if it's a toenail, you got it out. So guess what? Now God has to deal with you. How are you going to reap your blessings when you can't sit and stay in the will of God and remember that he is your focal point? And I just want to sit and let you all know that it is so important. It is the most important thing that you can do, is to trust God, communicate with him, and know that he is God all by himself. I want to share, before we get off the air, I want to share this. I said it today to you all before. I'm never going to talk. I ask God, when I ask him about my topics, to make it be something that I can relate to before I sit and speak something out and be wrong about it. The persistent widow situation, there's a lot more that goes into it, but I am able to sit and speak on today about praying and praising until something happens. I have a son, and those that's at ABM, I have four sons, and all four of my sons have illnesses. And this one particular son, as my mother's on the phone, she could attest to this. He lived in the bubble, but you know what? They said that if he lived, that he would never live past the age of two. He would never be able to walk or talk. His memory would be bad. His kidneys would fail, and more or less, he would be a vegetable. But I'm going to tell you something about the power of the tongue. I'm going to tell you about praying until something push. I'm going to tell you about praising until something push. That same young man grew up to break records in track and field. That same young man went on football fields and did 10, sometimes 10 touchdowns in one game. That same man is 27 years old today and singing praises unto the Lord. That same man is here pushing until something happens. Guess what? It wasn't easy. It was not easy. It's still not easy. There are times when trials and tribulations, a storm comes that brews back up, that make us sit and think, oh, okay, well, it's trying to come back up. But you know what we do? We collectively push until something happens. We pray until something happens. I can remember those days me and my mother used to tag team with the praying and the praising until something happened. Because you know what? We knew who our God was. We knew what God had told us. We knew that God said that he was predestined for greatness. We knew that he someday would get in his rightful position and move into the calling that God has for him, whether it be a minister of music, whether he's doing something different. But God came in, we still, it didn't make a difference because we knew who our God was. We knew at that time that we was in rightful position. We knew to bow down on our face and call on the name of Jesus and let him know, Father God, that you, this is a person that you have placed here. This is a person that you told us was going to be this, that, and another. We didn't just sit and let it go. We didn't sit when the doctor said and told us, oh, he's going to do this, he's going to do that. Get out of our face, because we call on a higher power. We believe in the power of healing. We believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. And we will continuously call on the name of Jesus. When they come in there to do the different things or sit and say, oh, well, no, he has this diagnosis now. What does God say? What did God tell us? And I sit and say that. I tell this testimony because there's some people out there today, whether you're over in the international waters, whether you're here in America, whether you're in Atlanta, Georgia, South Florida, you want to give up because you're not seeing a change in some things. I sit and tell you, pray a little harder. Sometimes you got to pray a little harder. Sometimes you got to pray a little bit. Your frequency in prayer may have to be a little bit more. And not only do you have to pray, you have to fast. You have to consecrate yourself. You got to put all those things together and let it work. Let it marinate. Let it become a way of life. I sit and say, somebody pick up the spirit, the mindset of pushing until something happens. Somebody be that persistent widow that feels like that she's been wrong and asking God to fix whatever the problem is, whatever your adversary is, no matter what it is. You sit, you continue to pray until something happens. And you even pray for whoever that person, that adversary is, whether it be an enemy, you pray for that enemy. Whether it be a doctor, you pray and you ask God to go before you to change it if that's his desire, to change what it is. But remember, you have to have unmeasurable faith. You have to have endless love, and you have to remain in the will of God. I pray that everything that was said on today touches somebody's heart, that you let go and you let God, that you realize that God is the answer. He's the gatekeeper. He's the healer. He's the way maker. He's the one that's going to move trouble out of your way. And just know, when you feel friendless, you got a friend in Jesus. Just know that when you feel that things not going right on today, you wake up and you sit and say, Father God, it did what I asked for didn't happen today. But Lord, I stretch my neck out like a giraffe, and I'm looking here, hither, and there to see when it's coming, Father God. It may not be today, but it may be tomorrow. Trust God. Trust God. Have faith in God. Let him know that through it all, that you will continue to push until something happens. I guarantee you, I trust and believe, I sit and decree and declare that some changes will happen in your life. It may not be suddenly, and then it could be suddenly. It depends on where you at in that garden. Where is God? Is he in the center? Is he in your heart? Does he control your mind? Or are you still in the world? Or are you in that secret garden, allowing him to give you the ability to pray until something happens? In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I want to just sit and tell each and every last one of you to love on God. Love on God. Let him be your focal point. Let him be the head of your life. stop picking things up, giving it to him, and taking it back. Hold on to it, because God is never going to leave you, nor is he going to forsake you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time that we have shared with you this morning, Father God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, that leads us and guides us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give us tools, Father God, to continue, Lord Jesus, to count on you, Father God, to move obstacles out the way, move mountains out of the way, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us, Father God, the ability to speak, Father God, the ability, Father, to look through your eyes, Father God, to hear your voice, Father God, so we may obtain the things that you have for us, Father. As we go on our day today, Father God, I pray, Father God, that the people that's on this phone, under the sound of my voice, will get up if they haven't already. It may be 3 p.m. their time. It may be noon their time. It's never too late to get up and command your atmosphere and know that God is with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Listen, everyone, we know that our apostle is doing a wonderful teaching. We started last night. We'll again be on tonight for the remainder of this week. It's an awesome teaching. You do not want to miss what is going on. You do not want to miss the information that's being given to you. It's information that's true. It's coming in truth. It's coming in spirit. It's coming to help you to lead a better life. It's coming to help chains be broken out of your life and for you to be placed in a situation where you are blessings of overflowing. So that's tonight at 8 p.m. with Apostle Temple. And the number, if you do not have it, to join in with us is 385-799-9620. The airways be full. You can't miss this. You have to try to get on. You need to start trying to get on at 7:45. If you get a busy signal, if you don't get a signal, keep trying, because you need to hear what God is trying to tell us in this season. You need to hear it. You need to know it. You need to apply it. So as I stated, chains can be broken so you can move forward and live a successful and prosperous life. We love you, but we realize that God loves you best. You all have a great day. We look forward to you joining us tonight at 8 p.m., and we'll be right back on in the morning at 7 a.m. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.
Behind you, so put a smile on your face, because you're going to make it. Yeah, you're going to make it. Make it.
You gotta press through the fire. You gotta press.
gonna live past the moment you're gonna make.